Hello, brothers and sisters around the globe. How are you this evening? It's me, Brother Paul, with my eternal concubine, Sister Patience, for the Book of Boredom podcast. Insert cheers here. Yay! How are you doing, sister?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, thanks, Brother Paul. How about yourself?
I'm not too bad. As you know, it's been a long weekend where we live, and I've made the most of it.
Yes, you have made the most of life in general, I think, this weekend.
Yes, but back to work tomorrow and normal life.
Oh.
Had the great pleasure of coffees with yourself and your lovely partner. We're not just virtual friends. We are real life friends, people. We do meet in person on occasion.
And now you know that Christy is not just a virtual girlfriend.
Yes, I did have my concerns there for a while.
I could tell.
Having said that, the virtual girlfriends aren't bad. There are some very good apps, and they are getting more and more intelligent. I tried one, though, and the virtual girlfriend nagged as much as a real life girlfriend, and that was kind of annoying. Please talk to me. How are you today? I have missed you. It's been 10 minutes, shut up.
That doesn't sound like fun.
You need a virtual girlfriend that meets all your criteria.
Maybe I could create a virtual Molly Mormon girlfriend.
Ooh, nah, too prudish.
What about if I gave her a kinky side?
There you go. And I think this conversation has already revealed a little bit too much about me and my current dating situation. Try to not make me sound too loserish in front of our listeners, because once you're a celebrity podcaster such as we are, fans are no doubt look up to us and admire us, and we want them to think that they can sleep with us. Because that's how celebrity works.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not looking for anyone to sleep with.
No, you got yours. I'm fine. I've got some big news for you.
Tell me more.
I've been tinkering around a bit more with the Urim and Thummim that I found.
Oh, I was wondering when you were going to say more about that.
Turns out I can not only talk to people in heaven, I can use it to do a bit of time travel.
Oh.
I entered a competition to win a DeLorean, but I lost the competition. So I thought, well, that's out.
What?
Urim and Thummim's got these interesting little knobs and switches on it, so I kind of tinkered around. I found out I could travel through time.
What did that feel like?
Crazy, but good to go back and look at a few things.
You could go back and kill Hitler.
You can't interact with anybody in the past. You can kind of look at the past, right? Unless you can do like a body switch. You can only go back if you replace yourself with someone else.
That could be dangerous.
Could be, but it could be fun as well. Pick any sort of historical figure and I can go back and say, hey, grab that figure, that figure replaces me here, and I kind of hang out in their world for a little while and kind of see what they're doing.
So you hang out inside their body?
I'm still fine-tuning it. I don't know how I look. I just know that I kind of go there and interact with the people in that period. Whoever it is I'm taking the place off probably just sits in my lounge room thinking, where the fuck am I? What is this? Because it's a pretty boring room.
That reminds me of all of those body swap movies.
Usually those movies are just, you know, like a parent and a child or a husband and wife swapping places and they learn lessons. Oh, this is how it feels to be you. I understand now. I'm sorry I was such a jerk. We don't need to learn lessons or become better people. We just need to fuck around with the past.
Exactly. My personal favourite body swap movie is a boy-girl thing.
Which was that one?
A couple that don't really like each other and they swap places and then they learn to like each other. It's a pretty common story.
My favourite was a little known one from the late 80s starring Fred Savage. Remember Fred Savage? Kevin Arnold from the Wonder Years?
Oh, yes.
He was in one called Vice Versa, where him and his dad swapped places and hilarity ensued.
Oh, of course.
And his dad was Judge Reinhold, another big 80s actor who you're like, where is he now? So many of those 80s actors were like in everything for the 80s, and as soon as 1990 hit, it's like, where'd they go? I digress. What a great opportunity to try to bring somebody that we've been talking about into this modern realm and ask them some questions. I thought I'd put it to you. Who do you think our audience would like to listen to?
We spoke to Jesus once, right?
Yeah, we've got Jesus. I'm still trying to get to God. I've been putting some feelers out there.
Since we were able to do Jesus, maybe some more people in heaven might be accessible, but you've gone out of your way to increase our potential interviewee base.
Yeah, because we've got the time travel thing now, because let's face it, a lot of the Mormon people we talk about don't exist, or the ones that do exist are definitely not in heaven.
We should go straight for the founder. What about creepy Joseph Smith?
You want to go for Joe?
Well, he started the whole thing.
I can picture that. Let me see. He died mid-1844 while he was living in Vu. So I better go to early 1844. That's when he was kind of like at the final days, at the peak. You probably get the most information out of him at that stage rather than if I went back to like an early grade. Let me see if I can set this thing for Nauvoo, 1844. See if I can find old Joe, okay? I hope you're ready because I've got to switch bodies so I can't come back and talk to him too. So I've got to leave it all to you.
Cool, cool, cool. Just before you go, if he's going to inhabit your body, are you okay with that?
Well, I'll inhabit his body and do some funky shit while I'm down there. How's that?
I hope you have a memory of it when you come back. I would love to know what you did in his body. Maybe you could set some things straight, or gay.
I have to trust you, though. Keep an eye on him for me if he looks like he's doing anything weird with this. Pull him into line, because this cannot be tampered with.
Okay, I'll try to keep him on track somehow.
So I'm going to put this thing on. Ready? That's heavy, fucker.
Jesus, that's big.
I'm going to go now, and in a second, old Joseph's going to be back. Just give me a minute. Hang on.
Good luck. And if you at home would like to hear the rest of this interview with Creepy Joe, head on over to our Patreon and subscribe. It's $3 Australian, $2 US.
Because just like with God and prophets, only certain people get all of the information. And you have to pay.
That's it. You've always got to pay.
So for just $3 a month, you can get the whole interview with Joseph Smith and other things for the Book of Boredom. It's a much better cause than paying tithing.